Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 until the hour. Thanks for being here with me, Jim Blasingame. Happy anniversary, America. Happy Independence Day. It's the 4th of July, and this is my 19th consecutive 4th of July broadcast. And we wouldn't want to do it without our good friend Dr. Burt Folsom, professor of history at Hillsdale College. Hillsdale.edu, by the way. BurtFolsom.com is his website. New Deal or Raw Deal is the first of a two-book series. The other one, FDR Goes to War. I encourage you to check both of those out and all the other books that Burt has written. Burt, thanks again for being here. In a piece written by Peggy Noonan, former speechwriter for President Reagan, in the Wall Street Journal this week, she basically asked the question, where are the geniuses? She identified times in history when there were genius clusters. And, of course, right. One of those genius clusters would be our founding fathers. Right. I think Lincoln was almost a genius cluster all by himself. I think Reagan and Thatcher were a genius cluster.
And Pope Paul.
And Pope Paul, you're right. Yeah. Those three were genius clusters in the 80s. She asked the question, and I'm asking the question, Bert, where are our geniuses today? What would a genius cluster look like here in the 21st century planet Earth?
Right. I read that article. I thought it was very interesting. One of the things that she pointed out, Peggy Noonan said, I asked a historian about this genius cluster at the beginning of our founding. Because, as you point out, we have fewer than 4 million people. That's half the size of Atlanta today. And yet we have Franklin, Madison, Washington, Jefferson. You have a host of brilliant people. And she said the historian said, well, Providence. And I don't think sometimes I think God intervenes in history. I don't think I thought that was interesting that the historian she asked said that, because that's what I'm inclined to think myself.
Mm-hmm.
But another one thing that also contributes to this is that would help make something like this happen is that politics was where principled, incompetent people went gravitated in the late 1700s, and it was almost not so much that you sought the office, but that people wanted to. Once you'd reached a certain level of excellence, there were people who wanted to elect you into these offices, and so you tended to have politics as a way that people of different kinds of talents ended up in that same occupation. And so you did get a lot of very good people who were interested in political issues. Then you get the influence of Locke and Montesquieu and other thinkers who are on the individual rights idea versus the monarchy idea. Mm-hmm. And that's coming to a head in the late 1700s. So the new ideas and the importance of politics and all of this meant that the people who were really talented in our country would tend to move into that.
But we've lost that in our contemporary part of the experiment, haven't we?
Well, we have, and that's what I thought. I especially think with Franklin Roosevelt, although you could say it was happening even before that, because once you move into having government do things for people, then you go into politics to get someone to do something for you.
Right.
And so Roosevelt, and then the politicians eagerly accept that challenge because you can have subsidies to targeted groups of voters and win elections. So then you go into politics to get rich,
it does seem that way today. Does it seem like to you that this election, this last year, the last 12 months, has been a time when both parties have pulled the veil back, and they're not even feigning corruption. They're not even feigning more of a desire to preserve themselves than they are the nation. It seems to be right out in the open these days. What do you think?
Right. I think maybe so. I think it was more masked earlier. There are candidates who've done things today that absolutely would have disqualified them when we were growing up, Jim.
Right.
They're so close. And they would have known it. It's not that they would have been forced out. They would have backed out rather than be run out. And so you have one thing after another, and you say, well, why is this happening? Because those people have power. They have the and they can target voters with subsidies. And so I trace that to Franklin Roosevelt.
Right. Bert, thanks for being here. As always, thanks for all the great things you do for us and
good.
For so many people.
Good to
thanks
be with
for
you.
Keeping up the good work and up there in Hillsdale College. And come back soon.
Thank you.
Dr. Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We're so fortunate to have his countenance, his counsel here on our show after all these years. I got to take a quick break. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, wishing you a happy Independence Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.